Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Hey, it's Claire Donnelly. Charlotte has been through a lot in 2020. A global pandemic, tornadoes, earthquakes. You might be thinking, what's next? A volcano? Well, actually, for years, people in Concord, North Carolina have heard that the city is built on an ancient volcano that once spewed lava across the prehistoric Piedmont. And geologists say there's more truth to this story than you might think. WFAE's Nick Della Canal looked into this legend in January. He has the full story coming up.
Hey guys, it's Nick Della Canal. Our question today comes from listener Ben Kesterson. He grew up in Concord and has been thinking about this question a lot lately. Here he is.
The question was, is there some kind of prehistoric volcano that sits somewhere beneath Concord?
Okay, so my first reaction when I heard this was, no way. There's no way this is real. I had invited Ben into the studio and I asked him where he'd heard this. He said he's actually been hearing this story for years.
When I was a kid on the bus, so probably 8-10 years old, that's probably the first place I heard it. So it was one of those tall tales, I guess, of Concord. And on Highway 29, there's actually a section in Concord where S&D Coffee sits, where you can actually see a beautiful skyline view of Charlotte. So all the kids would say, well, you can see that because we're at the top of the ancient volcano looking down into Charlotte.
He also heard teachers talking about it in school, like not part of a course, but just talking about it, which seemed to give it credibility. Later on, he moved to New York, where he met his husband. They moved back here, and they were back at that coffee shop with the view one day.
And he said, wow, what a beautiful view of Charlotte from here. And I said, well, that's because we're under an ancient volcano.
And his husband did not buy this. Just like me, he said, no way.
And he has made fun of me ever since that point.
Turns out, variations of this story have been going around for decades. The earliest reference I found was an article printed in 1985. It was in a business magazine for the now-defunct Concord Telephone Company. And it told the story a little differently from Ben. It claimed Concord isn't on a volcanic mountaintop, but actually in a volcanic crater, about 22 miles in circumference. The Charlotte Observer later wrote that the Charlotte Motor Speedway was said to be at the center of this hollow, and the volcano might reawaken at any time and deluge the countryside with flaming, molten lava. So, Ben wants to know if any of this is true, or at least enough to tell his husband, I told you so, or if it's not, and he's the victim of a really great small-town legend that's a lot of bunk. In order to separate the fact from fiction, I reached out to two geologists at UNC Charlotte. First, we'll hear from Andy Babiarchik. He says he has heard this legend before, and when he does, he has an answer that goes something like this.
I say, you're not entirely wrong, but you're not entirely right either.
So let's start with what he and other geologists do know to be true. Setting aside the volcanic crater bit for now, Babiarchik says it is true there's a pool of hardened magma right beneath Concord. And how can that be? How can the city of Concord be on a pool of ancient magma? Babiarchik explains it this way.
If you were here 400 million years ago,
in what scientists call the Devonian period,
there would have been volcanoes on the surface. That surface now would be a few miles above our heads.
So imagine there's 3 or 4 miles of rock above where you are right now. There's a few volcanoes up there, and the bases of those volcanoes are surrounded by the ocean.
This whole area was underwater.
That's Valerie Reynolds, also with UNC Charlotte. Back then, the East Coast was somewhere in Tennessee. The only land that was out here were these tropical volcanic islands that formed a long chain
from Georgia all the way up into New England.
And all those volcanoes were fed from giant pools of liquid magma, slowly swirling a few miles beneath the Earth's surface. Over millions of years, those underground pools of magma cooled and hardened into solid rock. Then they stuck around as the top layers of the Earth slowly eroded away. Now, in present day, those hardened pools of magma have reached the surface, and geologists say Concord is sitting squarely on top of one.
It's called the Concord Pluton.
Bobby Archick brought along a geologic map to show me.
I'll wave it in front of the microphone so people can see. You can just lay it out flat like this.
He points to a circular blob on the map encircling most of Cabarrus County. That purple blob, he says, is the 400 million-year-old pool of magma.
It's large. It actually goes from around where we are right now in University City to east of Concord.
Oh, wow.
And then down south to Harrisburg.
The U.S. Geological Survey says this is probably Cabarrus County's most striking feature. It makes the area stand out because all that hardened magma is resistant to erosion. So while the surrounding land has eroded down, Concord has remained on what's now a circular chunk of higher ground. And that's why you can get those great views of Charlotte there. So, in some sense, the myth is not too far from the truth. There is ancient magma involved. It is 22 miles in circumference, but it's definitely not a volcano. That said, some researchers have wondered if the magma may have been feeding an old volcano in the same spot, and they've looked into this. We have to take a short break, but coming up, we'll look at what they found, plus the magmatic remains you can still see today. Stay with us. That's ahead.
Hey folks, Claire here. If you've ever said, I want to make a podcast, now's your chance. WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source, is excited to announce the very first Charlotte Podcast Festival, taking place October 5th through 30th in collaboration with Blumenthal Performing Arts, Queen City Podcast Network, and Eclex Creative Agency. The Charlotte Podcast Festival is free and open to the public, with virtual sessions devoted to teaching attendees podcast production, marketing, monetization, and community building. If you're wanting to podcast, this is a great opportunity to meet and learn from some of your favorite hosts, like Charlotte Talks' Mike Collins and Southbound's Tommy Tomlinson. So mark your calendars, save your virtual seat, and join us at the Charlotte Podcast Festival. For more information and to RSVP, go to charlottepodcastfestival.com.
We're back, and before the break, we concluded that yes, Concord is on an ancient pool of magma, and perhaps it was connected to a volcano that was once here but has since eroded away. Well, researchers have speculated about this, but Bobby Archick says it doesn't seem likely. There was a professor and a student at the University of Tennessee who did a study on this topic.
They looked at the geochemistry of the Concord Pluton, and in that paper, they weren't convinced. And we had a graduate student at UNC Charlotte who also looked at the data.
And he reached the same conclusion. They all think this pool of magma was probably just that, an underground pool of magma that never shot up to the surface. Although the study wasn't entirely conclusive, so
more research is needed is our catchphrase in science.
Regardless, if you do want to see some of this ancient magma in Concord, it's really not too hard to find. Valerie Reynolds with UNC Charlotte says you can see it simply by taking a drive through Concord or Harrisburg.
Most of the boulders that you see around here, they're usually black and white. It's usually about half and half black minerals and white minerals. You might see something a little bit darker in color. These are rocks that used to be underground.
As magma, that is, all those years ago. Some of the area's most prominent magmatic rocks are near the old Stonewall Jackson Reform School, which has been abandoned for years and looks like it's about to erode away itself.
These are really beautiful.
Reynolds and I took a trip there to check out some of these old boulders, some of which are as tall or even taller than us. Sure enough, they have some black and white flecks, and if you look closely, you'll see they're composed of rather large rock crystals.
So this is definitely a plutonic igneous rock. It crystallized from magma underground.
this kind of magma-turned rock also goes by another name, granite, which sounds less exciting. But the key is to remember these rocks took hundreds of millions of years to cool and form and get here. You could say they're Concord's oldest residents, and we owe it to them for our knowledge of what the world was like here 400 million years ago.
It looks just like a simple rock, but it's really this amazing piece of history.
So, in conclusion, the legend of the ancient Concord volcano is about half true. Yes, the town is uniquely built on a pool of hardened magma that dates back 400 million years. No, that's not the same thing as a volcano, but you wouldn't be so far off if that's the story you tell. So back to our question asker, Ben.
Does that provide any closure for you?
It does. I'm going to say that I was right enough. And I can't promise that I'm not going to tell my nieces and nephews that there's an ancient volcano under Concord. It's too awesome as a kid to think that.
Thanks to WFAE's Nick Delacanal for that great episode, and thank you for listening. If you're a curious person and you want to hear more FAQ City stories, both upcoming and from the archives, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. While you're at it, go ahead and leave us a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. And if you have a question, you can write to us at wfae.org/FAQCity. Send us your questions and you might end up on the podcast. That's all for this week. I'm Claire Donnelly. Take care and stay safe.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.